Proclamation number 7743 of 12th of November, 1960. Working of the Spirit. Warning against mediumistic receptions. The direct transmission of my word to earth can and must be assessed differently than other transmissions from the spiritual kingdom, which can very easily be of a negative nature if the recipients do not possess a very high degree of spiritual maturity so that they are protected from error by the world of light. Thus it is certainly possible for the world of light to intervene where this high degree of maturity is recognizable, but then it will always try to influence those people to establish the spiritual bond with me myself and certainly awaken a feeling of resistance in them in order to avoid the dangers which an intercourse with the spiritual world can always offer. People should indeed always unite with the world of light and voluntarily place themselves under its protection, yet as soon as it concerns accepting knowledge from them they should always be on their guard. For it is my will to acquire spiritual knowledge through working with the Spirit. My will is for the human being to awaken the spirit within himself through loving activity, which then unites with the Eternal Father Spirit, and that he then allows himself to be taught by me, as I promised when I lived on earth. For it is a matter of conveying the pure truth to you humans, of introducing you to the truth, which can only happen through my spirit. Then those beings of light can indeed also convey the truth to you, but they will do it instead of me. They will offer you on my behalf what your soul is capable of receiving. But it is always my Father Spirit of Eternity which addresses the spiritual spark in you. You hear my voice which you hear in your heart, which the physical ear does not hear because it is not the body but the soul which is addressed, and thus you are addressed from within by my Spirit. If, however, you are granted spiritual receptions which you hear with your physical ear, which are conveyed to you by a person in a mediumistic state, then a spiritual being will indeed express itself through this person, but it is not my Spirit which expresses itself in you. And you don't know in which degree of light of love that spiritual being is which expresses itself to you. If a person's maturity of soul is inadequate, it is understandable that he believes such proclamations precisely because they originate from the spiritual kingdom, for inadequate maturity of soul also means inadequate knowledge of the lawful order which prevails in my kingdom. And thus the human being can never judge whether the truth is conveyed to him. But he believes everything that is presented to him. And in this way much error is spread amongst people because my adversary can intervene where the degree of maturity is not very high. But if the human being endeavors to live in accordance with my will, he will inwardly resist such messages. For this is already the voice of my Spirit which warns him not to accept everything as truth and which encourages him to seek the bond with me himself. And then he is also given the guarantee that he will receive pure truth. For even if he is not immediately able to hear my voice within himself, his thinking will nevertheless be right. For as soon as the human being desires the truth, it will also be conveyed to him, and he will refrain from statements by beings from the spiritual world which he is unable to judge himself from which sphere they come. You shall let my Spirit speak within you, and you shall prepare yourselves to be a vessel into which my Spirit can pour itself. For I have given you the promise that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And therefore you should not try to achieve something by wrong means, the supply of truth, which only I myself, as the eternal truth, can ever give to you. You should not take paths which can also be a danger for you, although I will protect every person from error who only seriously desires the truth. Amen.